recorded it. So this sugya is also very much part of our series in terms of Rabbanim and Tamidim, parents and children. And of course, it's very much apropos in terms of Matan Torah, because it touches on another unique relationship between a Rebbe and a Talmud, something that we started talking a little bit last week, and I'll elaborate a little bit more tonight. So in the first set of Marmakomos, the Gemara says Kedushin is really picking up what we spoke a little bit about last week, the mitzvah of standing up for a Talmud Chacham. So the Braisa says, Tana, Ezu Kimishesh Pahidur, that the mitzvah is not just to stand up for a Talmud Chacham. The mitzvah is, when the kima, when the standing up, is an expression of Hidur. Because the Torah tells us, Ibnei Seva Tokum, Vadarta Pnei Zokin. So the Torah uses two words together to describe that mitzvah. One is literally physically standing up, and the other is Lahader, Lachabed. So the Teshuvah Peh explains to us that the only time there's a mitzvah of kima is only when it itself is an expression of Hidur. Heviyam is a Dalat Amos. What's considered to be a kima sheish b'hidur? If the Talmid Chacham is within Dalat Amos of you. So I'm sitting over here, the Talmid Chacham walks by 10 blocks away, and I jump to attention. That's not a sign of kavod. First of all, the Talmid Chacham may not even see me, and nobody around senses that I'm standing up in their honor. So that's a kima, but it's not a kima sheish b'hidur, and therefore one's not obligated to do so. Amr Abayi lo Amr Elber Rabbi Shena Muvach. Abayi says this is only true when it comes to one's Rebbe who's not a Rebbe Muvach. We spoke a little bit about this last week, that a Rebbe Muvach is someone who taught you most of your Torah. So if it's a regular Talmid Chacham, who you don't have that unique relationship with, then there's a din of Dalat Amos. But if it's your Rebbe Muvach, so then you have to stand up, even if you can see him from far, far, far away. So what is the nature of this chiluch? What is the nature of this distinction? The Chora, if the Gemara is insisting that we have exeris hakos of kimish yesh behidur, so why in the world do we seem to forego that requirement when it comes to Rebbe Muvach? When it comes to Rebbe Muvach, we seem to be emphasizing that any kind of kima would be required. So what is the difference between Rebbe Muvach and a regular Talmid Chacham vis-a-vis this prat of kima sheyesh b'hidur? So in the second of the Marmakomos, the Ran, Ima says Kedushin comments, the Kevan the Rabbe Muvachu ki koy mekamei kim lo enav kima sheyesh b'hidur hi shadav mochiach shel chvodahu oimei. It says the Ran, there is no fundamental difference in terms of lomdus between a Rebbe Muvach and a Rebbe Shena Muvach. The requirement is kima sheyesh b'hidur. That's the mitzvah Torah. It has to be a demonstration of hidur. How do you know? How do you gauge? How do you measure whether something is yesh b'hidur or not? So it depends on the context. So if there's a stranger, a Rav, a Talmid Chacham I have no real connection with, and he's walking three blocks away, and I jump to attention, nobody realizes I'm here, he's there. Nobody looks at, nobody perceives that as a sign of hidur. So therefore, one's not mechuyav to do so. But if it's my own Rebbe, and presumably people know that it's my Rebbe, so when people see me standing up, even at a distance, they'll realize right away, oh, he's standing up lechvod his Rebbe. So that will be a kimi shesh b'hidur, even in the absence, even if it's not within Dalat Amos. So basically, what the Ran is telling us is that this magic number Dalat Amos is not so magic. That the magic number Dalat Amos is not chayt l'yav, it's not an end all. It depends on the context. So if it's a stranger Talmid Chacham, then Dalat Amos makes sense to be the cutoff point. If it's a Rebbe Muvach, then the number doesn't make any sense. Based on this Ran, we can now understand a fairly common practice that we have in our own communities. Very often, a Rav walks into a room, so people stand up. Why do people stand up? Bishlam, the person who's with in Dalat Amos, so he has to get up. It's Kimi Shibhidur. What is the guy at the end of the room, in front of the room, why does he have to get up when the rabbi is 30 feet away? And so the answer is as follows. If you would have understood that Dalat Amos is a chayk, it's a shir, kach nemer alocha, Dalat Amos yeah, chutz Dalat Amos no, so then it wouldn't make any sense the practice that we do. Once the Ran has redefined for us that Dalat Amos is just simply a way of gauging, is this a hidur or not? Is this a Kimi Shesh b'hidur? And the context can sometimes make up for something, even though the shir is lacking. So, if a rabbi walks into the room, everybody realizes, why am I standing up? Even though I'm 50 feet away, it's clear from the context that I'm standing up lechvod the rav that gets in. So, in the same room, it's almost like the halacha equivalent of Rebbe Muvach. It doesn't mean literally it's a Rebbe Muvach. It's not a Rebbe Muvach. I don't even know who the person is. But when everybody sees me standing up lechvod the rebbe who just walked in, so that's considered to be a kima sheyesh b'hidur. But notwithstanding what the Ran says, the later Acharonim have a different pshat in this Gemara. Some Acharonim have a whole different beer in this halacha, the Pischa Tshuva, in the Dinim about Kavet Tamid Chacham, quotes from a group of Acharonim, a legamri different understanding. And this is a throwback a little bit to what we spoke about last week, that there are really two different mitzvahs when it comes to Talmidei Chachamim. There's a mitzvah of Kavod and there's a mitzvah of Mora. So when it comes to Mora, Talmidei Chachamim, that which the Gemara derived from Es Hashem L'Kechatir, the Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim, so Tosfos already in the third of the Maamar Kamas, Tosfos pointed out that halacha of Mora Talmidei Chachamim is only for one's Rebbe. What prompted Tosfos to believe that? So Tosfos asked the question, it's the same Tosfos we had last week at the Maamar Kamas. And number three, when Rabbi Akiva tells us, Es Hashem L'Kechatir, the Rabbis Talmidei Chachamim, tells us, why do I need two psukim for? Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that you have to be meira Talmidei Chachamim? And another pasuk says you have to be stand up for Talmidei Chachamim. If you have to have mora, part of mora, standing up. So the Yeshlomar, the Achab Rabbah Muvah, Kiddisnan, Murapah, Kimari Shemayim. So Taisu says that the din of Es Hashem L'Kechatir is only for a Rebbe Muvah, not for a regular Talmid Chacham. So basically the idea that we developed last week, that there are two different halachas that govern the relationship between Talmidim and Rebbeim. There's the Rebbe Muvah relationship, and that is unique because it has the dimension of Mora to it, whereas the relationship between a Talmud and a regular Rebbe, or a regular Rav, or for that matter, even not as Rebbe at all, Talmid Talmid Chacham, that is governed by the rules only of Kavod. It is not governed by the rules of Mora. So it's based on this Tosfos that we can understand why the distance of why I have to stand up differs between a Talmid Chacham and a Rebbe Muvah.
Is this different for a father?
So a father is closer to the model of a Rebbe Muvah because there's a mitzvah of Mora for a father also.
A Melech?
A Melech is even one step higher than that. That's right, the next second. So, and if it's our next second, it's the Gemara's next second. So come a group of Echareim and say that when the Gemara puts the cutoff point and says that the shear of kavod is a kimash yesh bahid or dal amas, that makes sense when you're dealing with the regular Talmid Chacham, because the whole mechayiv to get up for a regular Talmid Chacham is lechabda, lehadra. So if it's not within dal amas, then there's no kibud, there's no hidr. But when it comes to a Rebbe Muvah, there's an additional level of obligation. There's the obligation of Moira. Moira knows no limits. If I'm standing up over here and my Rebbe Muvah is down the block, is 50 feet away, that's also a demonstration of Moira. So it's the din of Moira that's the chayiv be to get up. So basically, we have a machloikis between the Ran and the presentation of the Acharonim, how to understand this distinction of the Gemara. Everyone agrees to this distinction. The Gemara says, Beferish, if I drew this distinction, that the shear of the Brais at Dal Amos was only for regular Talmid Chacham, not for Rebbe Muvahkim. What's the nature of that distinction? So according to the Ran, fundamentally, Rebbe Muvahkim and Talmid Chacham are really the same. It's just that the context sometimes changes. But fundamentally, the din of Kimash Yesh Behidr governs everybody, governs regular Talmid Chacham, governs Rebbe Muvahkim. It's only according to the later Acharonim that no, they really part ways conceptually. That the dinim of kibush yesh behidur are unique to a regular Talmid Chacham, but they don't carry over to a Rebbe Muvah, because Rebbe Muvah has that added dimension of Moira. So matter of community, at the end of the day, well, the dinim are the same. So who cares? A lot of lumdus one with the other, but at the end of the day, the dinim are the same. That for a regular Talmid Chacham, you only get up Dalan Abbas. For Rebbe Muvah, you get up even Chutzah Dalan Abbas. So the chur, there'll be a chapanaf community in the following. In the fourth of the Ramah Kamos, so the Gemara tells us Tanur Rabbanan, so we're going to skip down to second from the bottom line. So it's a long, long brayse in Kedushat Daf Lamed Beis. So it's to the middle of the second to the bottom line. Yochol Yama Bipar Bebeis Akis Bebeis Amerchatz. I might think that a person's in the bathroom, person's in the shvitz, sitting in the steam room, and a Talmid Chacham walks in. So I might think he should jump to attention. I might think the guy's in the bathroom, he should get up and stand up when the Talmid Chacham walks by. That's not necessary, because standing up to attention in the steam room, standing up to attention in the bathroom, that's not an example of a kima sheyesh behidur. That's a kima, it's a physical standing, but a kima sheyesh behidur is not. And since the halacha is governed by that requirement of kima sheyesh behidur, therefore there's no need whatsoever to get up for the Talmid Chacham under those circumstances. So there is a machlekes acharonim whether this distinction, this kula that the Gemara says, you don't have to get up for a Talmid Chacham in the bathroom or in the steam room, does this apply to a Rebbe Muvah also? Is there a person sitting in the mikveh, sitting in the steam room, sitting somewhere, and his Rebbe walks in? So he's sitting there with his towel. Does he have to get up and stand to attention for his Rebbe? So some Acharim say no, because it's not a Kimash Yesh Behidur. Another Acharim say, wait a second. Who says that the limitation of a Kimash Yesh Behidur applies to a Rebbe? So that depends on the Machlokes the Ran and the other Acharim. So according to the Ran, the din of Kibush Yesh Behidur is equally true for a Rebbe and for a Talmid Chacham. They're exactly, they're mamash identical. The only way they differ is when it comes to the Shia of Dal Amas. A little bit of a quirk that the Shia of Dal Amas, so they draw a little bit of a distinction. It's a mashu, a tipa minayam of a distinction when it comes to the Shia of Dal Amas, because Chutz Dal Amas can contextually, could still be qualified as a kibush eshbeida for a Rebbe Muvah. But lo yitzui is something which would be an absolutely objective kibush eshbeida. It's not negotiable. Any and everybody would realize this is there's no iota of heder involved. So then, of course, this wouldn't apply even for a Rebbe. So therefore, according to some Acharonim, you do not have to stand up for your Rebbe Mubok in the bathroom. He says, because doing so is foolish. Doing so is not an expression of Kibush Yesh Beidur. And Kibush Yesh Beidur governs the dinim of a Rebbe as well as a regular Tamil Chacham. But according to the understanding of the other Acharonim, in Ilchus Kavod HaRav, who say, no, that the dinim of Kibush Yesh Beidur, Taka, do not govern the dinim of Rebbe Mubok, because Rebbe Mubok has a whole other dimension. It's got a whole added dimension of Mora. Mora knows no limits, Mora knows no bounds. So the dinim of Mora would apply to a Rebbe Mufak under all circumstances, and even in the bathroom. The guy sitting there in a steamer with his towel on, and a Rebbe walks in, his personal Rebbe Mufak, he learned Rof Chachmosa from him, he would have to jump to attention in the Torah, because there's a mitzvah, it's a Shema Kechatira, L'Rabbas Tamir Chacham. So again, in the Gemara itself, you can't tell. All the Gemara tells us is the one distinction of Abaye, that Rebbe Mufak and Rebbe Tamir Chacham part ways when it comes to the Shia of Dalai Lamas. We're not sure whether that parting of ways is just a technicality because the context changes slightly, but the Ikarol and the Halachas are really the same. Or do I say, no, let the later Acharim say that the dinim are so radically different from one another. So based on everything that we spoke about last week and this week, we would walk away from the sugya thinking that in the hierarchy of covenant and year, etc., there is no question that more is due to a Rebbe Muvok than to a Rebbe Tam Chacham. It's not a shaila that the Halachas are more chomer. How exactly they express themselves, whether they express themselves in terms of Dalai Lamas, or express themselves in terms of the bathroom, express themselves in Chavel Lahakob Pir Rabba Bechag, Din Mamayra, those are some of the details that we spoke about. But it is clear as day that the degree of honor and respect that's due to a Rebbe Muvok clearly surpasses to a regular Tamil Chacham, which again is not all that surprising. Nevertheless, strangely enough, there is one particular dimension of this mitzvah of Kavod Tamid Chachamim that actually may part ways between the two, and a regular Tamil Chacham may actually end up to be on the higher end than a Rebbe Muvok. Sounds a little bit counterintuitive, so we need a little bit of a background to understand why that should be so. So the Gemara has a sugya on the fifth of the Marmakamos in Kedushin of Lamed Beis. It's actually coming right off of the sugya of Av Shemach LaKvodo. We spoke a little bit about this earlier on by Kibra V'Aim. The Gemara says that Av Shemach LaKvodo Kvodo Machol. The parent is meichel and is covered, so the child, technically speaking, is not really mechuyav in the midst of kibra v'aim anymore, at least to the major degree. So in that background, the Gemara says, what's the din about a Rebbe? A Rav Shemach l'kvedu, would we say the same thing or not? So in the fifth of the Marmakomos, the Gemara says, Rav Yosef Amar, afilo a Rav Shemach l'kvedu, kvedu mechul, that not only can a father be meichel and a covered, not only can a parent be meichel and a covered, but a Rebbe can be meichel as well. Shenemar, Hashem alech lifneim yoimam. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that Rebbe Muvok, thought it's called Tarkula. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. And it says that in the Parashat B'Shalach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was walking in front of the people, Halech Lev Yemim, he's serving them. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavi Yochu, was serving Klal Yisrael, he's being Moichel on his cover. So Rebbe Yosef learned out from himself. It's a strange derivation. You see from here that a Rebbe can be Moichel on his cover. So, Amar Rava. Rava says he doesn't like that derivation. Doesn't think that limud is correct. Tachi Ashta, Hasav Hakadosh Baruch Hu Avodi Lehu V'Teret Lehu Machale LeYikri. I think it should be that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the Ba'alim. He's the Bari'alim. He's the one who created the Torah. He created Chazal. He's in charge of it. He's the Adon Kol Aretz. He can be Moichel whatever he wants. The rule of Mechila basically means when I'm in control, when I own something, I can be moichlet. So let's say if you broke my window. So when you break my window, you owe me $1,000. So I have a chayv against you. So I own a chov. I have a certain bailus over a chov that you now own to me. So I can be moichlet that chov. Easy come, easy go. The Rishonim have a machlekes. Can I be moichlet davar shebe'ed? Let's say, can I be moichlet? Let's say if I own this jacket. So I'm moichlet the jacket to you. I can be machlet the jacket to you. I can give it to you as a gift. I can be mafkerit. But is that concept of mechila of a davar shebe'ed, does that even make any sense? That's a big machlokes in Rishonim. So there's a Maharik that says that it's lo'oil ladas, you can be meichel a davar shebe'ed. The concept of mechila doesn't make any sense. Mechila is on shiputim, mechila is on chayvis, on obligations to do things. Mechila is not on chafotzim. Kinyon is on chafotzim. Mechila is a different parasha. But everyone agrees that when can I be meichel something? When something is coming to me. So let's say, for example, if you break Reuven's window, so Shimon can't be Meichel. So Shimon's not the Balabas. So that's what Rava questions Rabbi Yosef. He says, wait a second, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Meichel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal HaBas, the ultimate Baal HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. So he can be Meichel on whatever he wants. Whereas over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, how could the Tam Rechach, how could the Rebbe be Meichel on cover that's due to him? The cover is not really his. He's not the bottom in the cover. Why is the Tam Rechach do cover? Because he's Torah, because he represents the Torah. So when you mechabed the Tamar Chacham, that's an expression of Kavanah Torah. But the Tamar Chacham is not the Bible of the Torah. So how in the world could it be Meichel on somebody else's cover? So then Rava changed his mind. So again, Rav Yosef made the first statement that a Rebbe can be Meichel on his cover. So Rava chepered him and said, oh, it doesn't make any sense because he's not the Bible. And then Hadam and Rava, then Rava changed his mind. He realized that Rav Yosef is right. Hadam Rava in Torah Dilehi, the Torah Taka is this, that the Torah really belongs to him. The chsibus of Raso Yegei Amon V'Layla. The Pasuk says in Dillim, V'Saroso Yegei Amon V'Layla, Ki V'Saroso Hashem Chavtso, V'Saroso Yegei Amon V'Layla. The first we explain that Ki V'Saroso Hashem Chavtso means that when you start to learn, so you have to learn the Torah of Hashem. A lot of people, when they start learning, so they open up a Gemara, they read one line, and then start saying the Rosh Shekhal Torah. They don't know what it says in the next line. They don't know what the Rashi says, they don't know what it says. So first it has to be Ki V'Saroso Hashem Chavtso. You got to first learn what's there. After you finish what's there, then you can begin to contemplate, you can begin to philosophize, Sarasa Yaga, then you can start learning your own Shtikl Torah, your own Kasha, your own Teirutsu. So here the Gemara interprets this possible, Sarasa Yaga, Yom V'Layla, meaning that the Torah, so to speak, belongs to the Tamar Chacham, and therefore what he did, it's considered to be, he's the Baal, and therefore he can be Meichel on it. So at the end of the day, the Gemara, although Rava had a little bit of a pickbook, a little bit of a question on this, but the Maisa Rava backed out. Rava said that Rabbi Yosef was emes, he was right, that that a Rebbe can be Meichel. So he asks the Gemara, really, is that true? Ini, v'arava mashki behilul debrei, v'dal lekos l'rapop l'ravunu b'ed v'shua, v'kam v'kamei. L'rav mori l'rav pinchos b'ed v'chizav l'kam v'kamei. That Rava made a chasta for his son, and he invited all his friends, all his colleagues, all the halig amarayim. So not only did Rava invite people, he was serving. So he was walking around pouring people, giving them a drink. So he brought something to Rav Papa, the Runabed Rishu, these were his Tamidim, and they stood up when he came by. So he was trying to be nice, he was the Baal Simchas, he was trying to pour a little cup of wine, so they stood up with Chvodo. Whereas Levav Mari, Levav Pinchas, Rav Chizdev, Lo Komikameh, where the other Amorayim, he served them also. Yes, they were, I don't know if they were friends of the Chosin's family, whatever the number table they were at. And they just sat there, they took the wine and drank, thank you and goodbye, they didn't stand up. The Ikbit. So Rava got a little bit annoyed that they were all younger. He was the Rashiva. They were all this time with them. He got a little bit annoyed that they didn't stand up lechvoda. Rav Pinchas Bereid, Rav Chizda was his brother-in-law because Rava was married to the daughter of Rav Chizda. So it was a little upset. Mishpacha flying around over here. So Omar, so Rava got upset. Omar Hana Rabbanan, Rabbanan, Hana Rabbanan, Lav Rabbanan. Rava said that the first group of Rabbanan stood up for me. They're rabbis, the other ones are not rabbis. I said, I don't understand. He said, you should all just stand up. I'm still the Rashi, you should stand up for me a little bit. The Surah, Papa, Mashkebe, Lulu, the Abba, Mabre. The same story happened to the next generation. Rav Papa, who was one of Rav's Tamid, the Mufakim, said, Rav Papa made a chasta for Abba, his son. It's one of the ten Rav Papas. V'dal le'kasla v'yitzik b'rei d'rav yudav lo kamei kamei. And he also went, the same story repeated itself the next generation. He poured a cup of wine for v'yitzik b'rei d'rav yudav lo kamei kamei. He didn't get up yet. And Rav Papa got annoyed. So the Gemara says, you see from here that a Rav Shavach Lekfeidu, Mechila doesn't work. If Mechila really works, what are they getting annoyed for? Obviously, if they're walking around serving the Tamidim, he's in a good mood. Rav Shiva's in a good mood. So he's walking around pouring little cups of wine for everybody. So obviously, he's Meichel on his covered. So why is he getting upset when the younger Tamid Chacham weren't standing up for him? So you see from here that Rebbe can't be Meichel. The Gemara says, no, it's not true. Afiluachi Hidu Mevit Lebo. The Gemara says that even though the Rebbe can be Meichel on his covered, but the Tamidim should still do a little bit. He should have a little mashma. Should still go a little kind of a hinder. And he was a little bit annoyed that they didn't do that. What does that mean? A little bit of monoshach. Either it's moichel, it's not moichel. What do the words mean? So Rashi in the spot has trouble with this. Rashi writes here, "Lanu ma'at ki ilu rotz alam v'ponav." That basically, although me'ikim mikir adin, the Rebbe can be moichel, and the Talmud does not have to get up. But it's still the right thing to do is that he should make a little motion, a little gesture. This is the mark of that little yeshivisha, little move up, half your kind of upper part of your torso of your body, getting up a little bit when the Rebbe walks by. So basically, what Rashi seems to be saying is that the ikamikra diminat Torah is there a mitzvah to get up for tabur chacham when he's moichel. No, the bnei sevet talk about that zochin. That's true, but Rav shemachvedik for the mochel. I Rav had a kasha. It's not his Torah. Rav concluded it's his Torah. So therefore, min haTorah, there's no shaila that the Talmid doesn't have to get up. But yafa pichem, still the nice thing to do to get up. And that's why Rav was a little annoyed at the Yom HaTalmidim, that they didn't realize, that they didn't chat, that even though the Rebbe was meichah, they should still have done a little bit of a kibah ma'at. So for the fact that Rashi says, l'nu ma'at ki'ilu rotz l'amah miponov, and so that shows that this is not a real din. It's not a psahalocha. It's just a psahamidus chasidus or an oga toiva that they should do, but it's not a real absolute requirement. Nevertheless, if one takes a look at the Rambam, in the seventh of the Rambam comes, the Rambam formulates this halacha, so one gets a very, very different picture from the Rambam. So the Rambam writes, Arav amuvuk shirot alim chol akvayde b'chol advarim elu o b'echad b'yam b'chol tamidav o l'echmenim shes b'yadu. The Rebbe can decide what he wants to be machal to and to wear. So he could decide, I'm only moichel to the Tamid who got 100 on the Bechina, not to the ones who got 90 on the Bechina. I'm only moichel on Tuesdays, not on Thursdays. He's the bank. The same way, if you broke my window, you owe me $100. I could say, I'm moichel 50, not on the Bechina. I'm in charge. I can do whatever I want. So the Rebbe has free reign to be moichel whatever he wants to. The Yafal Pisha Mochel, even though the Rebbe was moichel, Chayev a Tamid Lahadro, Afil B'Shosha Mochel. The Talmud is Chayev to perform Hidur, even when the Rebbe is moichel. So that word that the Rambam writes is a startling word. The Rambam wrote the word Chayev. Rashi never would have written the word Chayev. If the Rambam meant like Rashi, that it's a nice, cute thing, he should have said it's a nice, cute thing. He should have said, Ava bisha mochla hara ve'ein atam chayev l'chabdoi, ava bichein minik toiv l'chabdoi, as Rashi says. So from the fact that the Rambam uses that very, very strong halachic terminology called Chayev, Chayev and Chayev. He didn't mean Chayev, he said Chayev. So what does it mean? M'mamshach. If he's moichel, he's not moichel. Is the mechila chal? Mechila not chal. What do you mean? He's moichel, but you still have to do it. So what kind of a? That sounds a very strange kind of a mechila. So the Brisker Rav in his Chiddushim in the Rambam develops the following yisoy to explain this sheet in the Rambam. That the Brisker Rav highlights something that we spoke a little bit about last week. That the Rambam Menuchas Talmud Torah dedicates two prachim to the kavod due to the Menuchas Chacham. One parak he talks about the kavod due to a regular Talmud Chacham. And one parak he designates as the kavod due, the relationship due to your own personal Rebbe. And the Rambam makes it very, very clear. When the Rambam divides up the halachas into two different parakim, that's clearly indicated these are two separate halachas. Besides the greatness of the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't need my approval, besides the greatness of the Rambam in terms of his limud haTorah, the Rambam was an uncanny ability of organization. The organization skills of the Rambam are beyond mind-boggling. You know, we live in a world of computers, so you know, everything is at our fingertips. The Rambam basically took all the body of Tosh Rappeh, all of Talmud Bavli, all Yerushalmi, Sifra, Sifreis, Teseftas, and works of the Goinim, and literally created a whole model of organization, which is absolutely mind-boggling. He divided it all into 14 Svarim, then each Svarim was divided in turn into different sets of halachas. Each halachas was divided into prachim, each prachim was divided into halachas, with no computer, no typewriter, with... I can't even say a pen and paper. I said, so with a quill and some parchment. And can you imagine what it's like to make to erase things with your quill and your parchments? It's mind-boggling how the Rambam put this together. We're sometimes so blown away by the goddess of the Limud HaTorah of the Rambam, we forget just partially the organizational skills of something which is beyond belief. So when the Rambam divides things into parakim, he does that for a reason, that what's in parak aleph is not parak beis, what's in parak beis is not parak gimel. So the Rambam put hilchos covered regular Tamir Chacham into one parak, then he put the Rebbe Muvik into a different parak. That's to highlight the fact these are actually two different sets of halachas. And the Brisker Rav points out that when the Rambam puts the din of Moichel, that the Rebbe can be Moichel, he puts it into the sugyas, into the parak about a Rebbe Muvik. He doesn't mention it like Abi regular Tamir Chacham, but he doesn't talk about the relationship between me and my non Rebbe Muvik about being Mechila. There's not a mention of Mechila. What's going on? So the Brisker Rav explains the Rambam holds as follows, that when the Gemara said, Tori Delehi, that the person can be moichel. So that means as follows. When I have a relationship with you, I'm your Rebbe Muvik, I taught you all the Torah, so you have a personal obligation to be mechabed me. So that's a personal, that's a given, that's like a break of a window kind of a relationship. And that kind of relationship is nitan lemechila. However, I have to be mechabed a strange tabichal. I never met this rabbi. I live in New York, he's the rabbi in California. I don't even know who he is. But they told me he's a great Talmid Chacham, so I have to be mechaber him. They say the Talmud, but that days I have to be mechaber him. I don't have any relationship to him. So my kavod to him is not a personal obligation. And the only reason, the only mechaber, me being mechaber him, is that he's a representative of the Chacham HaTorah. So my kavod is basically an expression of kavod HaTorah. So when I'm mechaber my personal Rebbe, I'm mechaber my personal Rebbe as a person, as a human being, as an individual. When I'm mechaber the Torah, when I'm mechaber a strange Talmid Chacham, I don't even know, or I know him very, very casually, he's not my Rebbe Muvok, so that's not an expression of a personal debt of gratitude, that's an expression of kavod HaTorah. So the Brisker Rav says, those two chiyuvim part ways in the following sense. that a Rebbe Muvok can be Meichel, because Torah Delay, that's a personal obligation. That's like a broken window. That's like a father and a son. Mashen can read that Tamei Chacham, but the Rabbi in California is going to be Meichel to the Bala Boss in New York. He doesn't know who he is. So, what's he going to be Meichel? He's not a Bala to be Meichel in Kavanah Torah. So that's why the Rambam doesn't mention the Din of Mechila by the Din of Rebbe Tamei Chacham. He only mentioned the Rebbe Muvok. That's what the Rishki Rav says, what the Rambam means when he says that Afa Pisha Mochel Chayvatam Lahadro. What that means is as follows. Mechila works 100%, full force Mechila works vis-a-vis the Dinim of Rebbe Muvok. But guess what? Every Rebbe Muvok is also a Tamei Chacham. And if he's not, he shouldn't be a Rebbe Muvok. Not every Tamei Chacham is a Rebbe Muvok. It's like reverse, converse, whatever it is. Every Tamei Chacham is not necessarily a Rebbe Muvok, but every Rebbe Muvok must by definition be a Tamei Chacham, or else he didn't teach you too much Torah. So since he's a Tamei Chacham also, that's what the Rambam says, even though he's Meichel, Afa Bishamachal, i.e., therefore there's no Chiv anymore to be Mechaber and Meteres Rebbe, Chayev Atamed Lahadra. Why? Because Mide, he's low guard from regular Tamei Chacham. So there's a Chiv, Lechabdo, Lahadra, Meteres regular Tamei Chacham. That Din Lechabdo, Meteres regular Tamei Chacham, has its own set of rules. Dalai Lama, Sikimi Shashmida, whatever. So I ain't the next paragraph, where he talks about the regular Din of Tamei Chacham. So it comes out, according to this Biskur Rav's reading in the Rambam, a very fascinating thing, that in the hierarchy of Kavod, we've been saying for the last 2 weeks that Rabbi Muvok is on the top of the list and Tamei Chacham somewhere towards the bottom. That's true, Lagabe, a whole array of different halachas, but this is one area where they actually part ways in the opposite way, v'nafichu, that there's a certain chumrah that a regular Tamei Chacham has that a Rabbi Muvok doesn't have. The chumrah vis-a-vis a regular Tamei Chacham says not nidl mechila, because the nature of the kavod is a different kind of a kavod. It's not a personal kavod, it's a kavod haTorah, so that kind of a kavod doesn't lend itself to mechila. So, to sum up really between last week and this week, what is our obligation towards, number one, Stam Tamei Chacham, who we don't really know personally, and number two, vis-a-vis our Rebbeim Mufakim? So the answer is they are different. And those differences express themselves, the way Taisa said, in terms of Mora. They may express themselves in terms of Kimish Yesh Pahidur. They may express themselves in terms of Chayav Lahapim Rabba Rega, we spoke a little about last week. But those are all chumras and chumras and chumras that Rebbe Muvok has above and beyond Rebbe Tamei Chacham, and now all of a sudden the tables are turned, that there's something that a Tamei Chacham has over and above Rebbe Muvok, that the very nature of the relationship is different, or lack thereof the relationship is different, and therefore Mechila wouldn't make any sense. So the answer is yes, they're different, and how the differences express themselves, that's a combination of the last week's shiur and this week's shiur. Okay. Shabbat a good Shabbos and a good Yom Tov, and Mitzvah Shem to be continued.